Now, this is what you and me want to hear. Let me call my spirit and say, I got this son named Jeff down there. He's the most wonderful young man. How would you bless him today if you were going to bless him? Is that what you want to hear?
Yes,
hey, can you go with that one?
Yes,
yes Lord, I'm with that, Lord. Now, is that the way all of us are, young lady? Sure. I mean, it's okay if God calls in his spirit and say, I have this precious daughter down there on earth. She's such a sweetheart. She does everything I say in my word. She is so wonderful. I just want to bless her today. How should we go down there and just bless her socks off? Now, are you ready for something like that?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, but I mean, but we love to be blessed, don't we? You know, and is God in that kind of business too? Yes, he is. Now, he really is. Now, this is a God here that you read about in 1 Kings 22. The first time I read this, I thought, you know, this can't be. I mean, God's in heaven. He says he's calling his spirits up. I said, God don't need no help. He don't need no help to run the universe. And he may not, but does he use help to run the universe? Yes, he does. It's obvious. He had a board meeting right here, didn't he? And did he get rid of this king?
Yep.
It's exactly like he said. The guy lost his life. You know, and how did God do it? He sent a lying spirit, an evil spirit, down to come into the mouths of all those prophets and tell the king exactly what he wanted to hear to get him into battle. And then when one man of God said, that ain't what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to die. I saw God with in his heavens, and I saw all of his spirits, and they were meeting, and they were figuring out a way to kill you. He said, I don't want to hear this. You know, and so he didn't hear it. Now then, when God tells us in his word today, in fact, let's go to Job 33, starting with verse 10, and let's read in the NLT. Job 33:10, I want to show you some things here that happens today that we just don't understand. Job 33:10 through whatever. Some people say, God is picking a quarrel with me and he considers me to be his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks and watches every move I make. Now then, does he watch every move you make? Yes, he does. You can't do nothing except God knows exactly what you're doing. He knows the intent of your heart. He says everything. Even before you speak it, he knows what's in your heart. Even before you know it, he knows it. And this, or 12 and 13, it says, in this you are not right, and I will show you why. As you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. So why are you bringing a charge against him? You say he does not respond to people's complaints. Does God really respond to your complaints? Does he hear your prayers? Does he hear it when you're talking to him? Sure he does. Yeah, he listens. Verse 14 and 15. God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. God comes in, he says, son, here's a young man. Me, I walk up to you, and I'm an elder in the church, and I said, I hadn't seen you in church in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Where have you been? Oh, I've been doing something else. Well, you know, I think you ought to get back in church. Now, who do you think is speaking to this young man? The Lord. He sent me to tell you, you need to be back in church. And you said, well, I'm, you know, that old man, you know, I ain't got time to listen to him. You know, I got things to do on Sunday. I ain't got time to be in church. And so then first thing you know, another 2 or 3 weeks goes by, and then Jeff comes by and says, hey, I hadn't seen you in a few days. Where have you been? Well, I've been doing this or that. You know, don't you think we ought to go to church? Maybe I'll go to church together. Well, but I ain't got time. Jeff, that's okay. You go ahead and go, but I got something else to do. Who is talking every time? God. God speaks again and again. And then the boy opens the word one day. He says, well, Jeff and Thurman both been bugging me, so I think I'll read the word. And it says, he turns to Hebrews chapter 10, and 25, and it says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together on a regular basis as the manner of some are. And even, as a matter of fact, let's go over and read that right quick. Let's go from where we are, Hebrews 10:25, and let's see what Hebrews 10:25 says. He just happens to open the Bible, and this is what it says, Hebrews 10:25. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back again is drawing near. So should we be in church?
Yes.
Yeah, we should be. See, and so you open the Bible that day. Now this day, guess who's really talking to you?
The Lord
Himself. Yeah, He turns you right to it. You know, I mean, when I think about how God can do these kind of things, every time I think about what happened to me and my family years ago, when my little daughter was about six, seven, eight years old, she had two little girlfriends over at the house one evening, and they were just having a ball. So it come time to read the Bible. So I went and got the Bible and said, okay, kids, time to read the Bible. Daddy, she said, I don't want to read tonight. I have friends that were playing. I said, but honey, we read the Bible every night, whether there's friends here or not. We read because God told me to teach you about Him. And so I said, that's why we read the Bible every night. But Daddy, I don't want to read. I said, well, why? She said, because you read too long. I said, okay, I'll tell you what I will do. I said, I will hand you the Bible, and I'll let you read tonight. Is that okay? She said, well, okay, Daddy. I will read. Where do you want me to read? I said, just anywhere. Just open it up. You know, just whatever you want to do. So I hand her the Bible. She takes the Bible, and she opens it up. Children, obey your parents in all things. Now, what do you think the chances of that just accidentally happening, girl? Do you know who I knew who was standing in that home watching over us that night? There ain't nobody but Jesus Christ could have done that to my daughter. You know that? Children, obey your parents in all things, because this is the will of God. And she closed the Bible up and she said, Daddy, you did this to me. The Holy Spirit was right behind and convicted her little self of sin right there. I just loved it. I'm just standing there, well, I ain't saying a word. I'm just standing there watching God do this wonderful thing in my home. Is He an awesome God? I mean, it makes life fun when you realize He's always there. And when you're doing the best you can to obey Him and love Him and serve Him, you know He's got great blessings for you and your family. Now let's go back to where we were in Job there. But God speaks to us again and again, as we said there in Job 14 or 15, I think is where we were. Job 33. Okay, Job 33:14. But God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. Now, has everybody had a dream? Everybody has dreams. And sometimes you think those dreams are from the devil because they terrify you. But I'm going to show you they're all from God. Let's go on. 16 and 17. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with His warnings. In other words, if you're not in church, He's going to do something that's going to terrify you. You're going to, He's going to do something. He'll do something. I'll tell you what, God is awesome. He whispers in your ear and terrifies you with His warning. He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. Let's see what the next two verses says. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. In other words, you're on the way to dying. And God don't want you to die early. He's sending somebody to tell you what to do and you ain't listening. So then He gives you dreams and visions to terrify you, to bring you back to Him. And He says, He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Or God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Is that a scary one? God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Do you know? When you realize that everything's coming from God, it makes it a whole lot easier to get over it. When you realize God's doing this, you think, hey, He put this on me. All I got to do is repent and stand on His word and He'll heal me. It's a promise from God. And so here's what so many people do. First thing in the church, we go to the doctor. And then the doctor has a good report for you. Well, it looks like you've got four arteries plugged. In fact, we might even have to do a complete heart transplant on you. And by the way, I won't tell you this, but the medicine they give you to make your heart work causes your kidneys or your liver to fail. And then the medicine we give you to cause your liver to work causes your kidneys to fail. So, you know, it won't be long. You're going to be dead anyway. So, but we're going to have $500,000 of your money when you die. And why? What caused all of this? Your sin. Your sin. God is disciplining you. He spoke to you again and again, tried to get you. He's telling you to go to church and you won't go. He's speaking to pastors, telling them to preach about his healing power, and they won't do it. Many of them won't do it. And so then he's going to judge them. Then the pastor comes down sick because he won't do what God told him to do in the Word. Who's running the church? God's supposed to be. He's the boss. And let me tell you, he's not just supposed to be. He's running the church. He is God, he is the Lord, and he's taking care of business. And then, because God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Do you like ceaseless aching in your bones? I don't. Here a while back, I was doing some things and doing a whole lot of heavy work, picking up a lot of pipe and doing things. And I don't know, I guess I strained a muscle or something, but for several days there, I'm working it out and everything, but all through the left-hand side of my shoulder, my back and down through there, it's so sore. And I think, Lord, I'd hate to have this forever. You know, this is awful. So, but after I worked it out and everything, you know, kept working, you know, my muscles got all lax and everything, or they got drawn up or whatever they did. In fact, Cheryl, even the other day, when we built this building, we were picking up so much steel and doing so many things. In fact, one day I was back there on the back, way up near the top, with one leg hung around the pipe, and I'm hanging out with a hood on with my welding stuff, and I'm welding those purlins on the first one to get started up there. And Cheryl happened to come out, and she screamed, "What are you doing up there?" I said, "Well, I pulled my hood up, and I said, I'm welding these purlins on." She said, "Honey, get out of there. You're going to hurt yourself." I said, "Woman, go back in the house. Get out of here, girl. I don't need that kind of words. Just go back in the house and be a good girl. I'll take care of building the building." Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I'm a man. She's a girl. You know, girls would never dream about hanging a leg off of a beam up there and hanging out and welding a beam up there, would they? No, most of them wouldn't. Very few that would do that. But guys, it's no big deal, you know. So when I do something like that, sometimes as I'm working and everything, then one night I'm in there getting ready to take a shower.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.